This exercise is called Chittapran. And Bapaji, my guru's guru, said this was his greatest gift to the West. Come to a comfortable seated position. Let your hands rest on your knees or thighs, palms up, and let your eyes close. Now focus on your breathing. Notice that as you inhale through the nose, your breath is a little cool. Notice that as you exhale through the nose, your breath is a little warm. Cool inhale and warm exhale. And as you exhale, imagine that there's an opening in your belly just above the navel. Inhale through the nose, and as you exhale, feel your breath moving down and out through the opening in the belly. Inhale through the nose, exhale through the belly. Now imagine that you can inhale through the belly. So the breathing pattern now is inhale belly and exhale belly. Notice any sensations that you feel around the opening in the belly. And if you have any difficulty feeling sensation there, simply take two fingers, touch your belly just above the navel so you know where you're feeling this. Let your hand come back to your knee or thigh. Inhale belly, exhale belly. As you exhale, imagine now an opening in the center of the chest at the level of your heart. Inhale through the belly, and as you exhale, feel the breath moving up to the center of the chest and out through the opening in the chest. Inhale belly, and exhale chest. As you exhale through the chest, allow the opening in the belly to close. And now inhale through the chest. And exhale through the chest. Notice the sensations that you feel around the opening in the chest. And as you exhale through the chest, imagine now an opening in the center of each palm. Inhale through the chest. And as you exhale, feel the breath move up to the shoulders, radiate down the arms, and out through the centers of the palms. Inhale, chest. Exhale, palms. As you exhale through the palms, allow the opening in the chest to close. And now inhale palms, exhale palms. As you exhale through the palms, allow the opening in the chest to close. And now inhale palms, exhale palms. Notice the sensations that you feel around the openings in the palms. On your next inhale, allow the hands to begin to drift up off of the knees or thighs. And allow the palms to turn toward each other. Moving very slowly, begin to move the hands toward each other, but do not let them touch. And as soon as you can feel the sensation between the palms, the pressure between the palms, let the hands begin to move apart. And as soon as you feel the pressure on the backs of the hands, the sensations on the back of the hands, let them move toward each other. Allowing the hands to move back and forth as they encounter the sensations on the backs of the hands and on the insides of the palms. Now, if you have any difficulty feeling the sensation on the palms or backs of the hands, stop the motion. Allow the hands to move back and forth just an eighth of an inch, very, very slowly, until you feel that sensation on the palms and backs of the hands. And then allow the hands to begin moving again. And as you exhale, allow the hands to return to the knees or thighs. And just for a moment, notice how empty the mind is. And as you exhale through the palms, allow the openings in the palms to close. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the nose. And as you exhale, allow your eyes to open. When you noticed how empty the mind was, did you notice there were no thoughts in there? It was empty. No things, no pink unicorns or beautiful mountain scenes. Just an empty mind. Your age wasn't in there. You didn't even know at that point what your gender was. It just wasn't in your mind. It was empty. In that emptiness, you weren't even aware of your body. Your experience seemed vast, as if it stretched out, clear to the horizon and beyond. In that moment of an empty mind, your name wasn't even in there. There was no thoughts, no things, no age, no gender, no body, no edges, no you in that empty mind. So what was looking into your mind? It was pure consciousness, pure awareness. The true you, without all of the labels and packaging that we usually think of as being us. Names, roles we play. Things we believe about ourselves, all of those things in that little slice of empty mind fell away. Patanjali, who wrote the Yoga Sutras, a handbook, if you will, to yoga, he said that yoga is the stilling of the modifications of the mind. And in the experience you just had, that shows up as no thoughts, no things, no age, no gender, no body, no edges, no you. Yoga is the stilling of the modifications of the mind. Then the seer, that pure awareness, the true self, then the seer appears in its own nature. At other times, when we're running around, when we're at work, when we're with our family, when we're doing all the things, at other times, the seer, the true self, pure awareness, the seer appears to take on the form of the mental modifications. I am a husband. I am a wife. I am a son. I am a daughter. I am a child. I am a student. I am an employee. I am man, woman, young, old, black, white, any color in between. No, these are all part of the package that surrounds the true self that you are.